Welcome to the Connected Insurance Podcast. I am Michael Janz, founder and executive chair of Agency Revolution, where we make it easy for you to automate your systems, engage your customers, and grow your agency. Today, we're going to be addressing the 7 critical digital marketing trends for insurance agents and brokers for 2017. And I want to share with you first how we arrived at the analysis of these trends. During the course of the past year, our firm has spoken with over 5,000 agents and brokers in the United States and Canada. We surveyed the 11,000 agents and brokers who subscribe to our blog and email marketing list. I've spoken with over 100 thought leaders in the industry, and of course, we engage in extensive field research with our own marketing automation clients. So I'm going to share highlights. I'm going to share I'm going to introduce each of these 7. For those of you who are interested and serious about digital marketing, you may want to visit our blog. I will cover each one of these 7 topics over the next several weeks in detail. So starting at the very beginning with trend number 1, we call this jumping the digital divide. Jumping the digital divide. More and more agents are accelerating their commitment to digital marketing as a way to connect with their customers and marketplace. I think that agents may have become numb to the call to be digital. We've probably read or heard the banner, go digital or die, for so many years that I think some agents and brokers felt like, you know what, one more year passed and we seem to be doing okay. I recall that I think it was back in 2001, Lucas and I delivered what was probably the first internet marketing course for insurance agents and brokers back in 2001. And then I think it was probably 7 or 8 years ago, we delivered a really well-received internet marketing boot camp. And what we saw were a lot of the early adopters, they went for it. But that vast sort of early majority, the ones who are waiting to see what is going to happen, it seems like they waited to see what was going to happen, and they survived. Here's what we've noticed. In the past year, more and more agents and brokers have simply come to the conclusion that if, in fact, we're going to connect with our customers, we need to be where they are. And so the notion of being digital is no longer strange. It is no longer unique. It's no longer on the cutting edge. When 81% of your marketplace research is online before they buy, you've got to be digital. When 72% of customers trust online reviews as much as they trust real verbal recommendations from friends and family, you've got to be digital. When 91% of consumers check their email every day, or 84% of small businesses claim they'd be willing to buy online, we really have no choice but to be digital. So what we've recognized is that it seems that the tenor of the industry has changed. It's hit the tipping point, and agents are accelerating their willingness to jump the digital divide. And they're no longer simply saying that we want to kind of graft on digital marketing, maybe. They're realizing that in order to be an agency, you need to connect digitally. It's a difficult choice sometimes for agents to make, but agency principals are leaders. Leaders lead. You've got to lead your way to the customer. Trend number 2, call this finding ROI, finding return on investment. After dealing with the challenges of finding ROI in social media, we've discovered more and more agents are investing in marketing automation as a tool, as a way to connect more deeply with their customers and marketplace and to deliver ongoing value. I think you could reasonably divide your digital communications into 3 big buckets. Your marketing automation, which allows you to communicate with people, usually using email, sometimes other media as well. And connect with them, ideally using an elegant interface and lots of customization, lots of personalization, reaching out to people at the right people to the right people at the right time with the right message. That's number 1. Bucket number 2, your website. Bucket number 3, social media. And we've discovered that it seems to be useful for people to begin to categorize their digital media into those three buckets. We also recognize that it has been challenging while the industry, carriers, associations, marketing gurus are saying do this or do that or here's the latest technique. A lot of agents and brokers have tried things and have kind of thrown the spaghetti on the wall and hoping that something sticks, and recognized that getting an ROI from some of these media, it's challenging. It requires skill, patience, dedication of resources. What we have seen is that in the past year, more and more agents and brokers are recognizing that one tool that is available that allows them to create meaningful relationships with real value and deep connections with their customers, marketing automation. And ideally, automation that sends meaningful emails, well-crafted ones using technology that integrates with the agency or broker management system. Marketers in general, digital marketers in the sort of in the big horizontal world, recognize that marketing automation has the highest ROI of all of the tools that are available. The Direct Marketing Association cites a 43-to-1 ROI with email marketing. It's simply taken a while for agents and brokers to recognize that. So now more and more are using that tool to nurture leads, to welcome new customers, to nurture customers, to reach out when claims are made, to reach out at the time of renewal, to cross-sell, to generate referrals, to generate online reviews. And so they're using this tool as a very effective way to create deeper relationships and to touch people when they want to receive a message. Deloitte has claimed that 60% of insurance customers think that their agent disappears after they get paid. More and more agents have picked up marketing automation as a tool to make that problem go away, to be present effectively and positively in their customers' lives throughout the year. Trend number three is what I call the digital staff. Now, you may think staff is a digital issue. It absolutely is. More agents and brokers are realizing that digital marketing can't be disconnected from the team. The agency can't use a tool, whether it's marketing automation or social media, without integrating that strategically into the team. The team needs to be aligned with and capable of supporting the goals that are inherent in digital marketing. Success. So, and fortunately, we've seen more agents and principals recognize this, and we've seen, for years, we've seen that success in digital marketing means being serious about it, means being strategic about it. It rests upon a culture that cares about connecting with customers in the marketplace, because that's the strength of digital media. It allows you to make those connections. And of course, Facebook doesn't post itself. Your website doesn't upload its own content. Your blog doesn't write itself. Even marketing automation requires some review and decisions about content and ideally and ultimately creating thoughtful and original content. When the world around you changes, you have to adapt. The old method, the 1990s model of growing insurance agencies was fine then. And it's no longer working. We're way past the tipping point on that. And so we're recognizing, fortunately, and this is a trend that I think is really good news, we're recognizing that agencies and brokerages are saying, if we're going to be serious about this, let's align ourselves around this tool. So, the tools of digital marketing are like the tools of a carpenter. They get more done when somebody uses them. Trend number four is what we call mobile world, mobile agent. As consumers consume more and more content on mobile devices, more agents and brokers are showing their commitment to reach those consumers where they are, that is, on mobile devices. The world is on a smartphone. But they're not on the smartphone making or receiving calls so much. And frankly, Unfortunately, they don't want your call. Last year, MBlox delivered a report that said that 84% of insurance customers don't want phone calls from their insurance provider. So what are you going to do? You got to be able to reach them where they are. Internet consumption on mobile devices surpassed consumption on desktop in 2014. So more than half of your visitors and your email recipients are going to be reading your content on a smartphone. In April 2015, Google announced that it was adding mobile friendliness as a ranking signal. So if your site, for example, is not mobile friendly, then that's going to reduce your ranking. You're less likely to be found. You're less likely to get traffic. So number one, you absolutely, in 2017, you absolutely have to have a responsive website. If you don't, you're probably already 2 or 3 years behind your marketplace. If you want to attract, by the way, if you want to attract millennials, this is non-optional. 20% of millennials only consume the internet on mobile phones. For them, it is the dominant online media. So number one, you've got to have a responsive site. Number two, you also need responsive emails. So if you are delivering using a marketing automation vendor, if you're delivering email, you need to make sure and check with your vendor, are they responsive emails? So that ideally you can create really elegant, beautiful emails that represent your brand very well. They can be multi-columns, so they could be single column, two column, three column, but they will adjust automatically depending on the size of the device. So they're going to look a little bit differently, but they're going to look elegant on a desktop or a mobile phone. So that way you can deliver beautiful emails, and you can do that with the confidence that your recipient is going to find them beautiful as well. Trend number five, I call marketing that people love. More agents and brokers have realized that people want conversations, not ads, and they're paying more attention to the quality of the content that represents them in the world. So, this is a trend that I think we're catching, sort of early in its cycle. But we've noticed that more and more agents are recognizing that the content of what I say matters to the people that are receiving it. Intuitively, I think everybody knows this. Everybody who's ever been a salesperson knows that the words that I use and the nature in which I say it, the actual content that I deliver to the person on the other side of the table matters. Unfortunately, a lot of people, it seems over the years, have a lot of agents and brokers haven't adopted that that model with their digital communications. A couple of weeks ago, I remember seeing a LinkedIn posting that said, season's greetings, we'll warm up your season with savings on your insurance. And that was from a local agent. I thought that violates every single best practice on LinkedIn that I possibly could imagine. That's like being the agent or broker that gets invited to a Christmas party, and then goes up to strangers and says, "Can I warm up your holidays by selling you insurance?" So, the trend is that we're recognizing more and more agents are paying attention to the quality of the message. And realizing that the purpose of the message is to connect with people appropriately. I want to provide a few tips while I'm at this. One is to if you hire a marketing automation vendor, make sure that you choose one that values content as much as technology. Make sure that you choose a marketing automation vendor that has a rich history in creating content that is useful in strengthening the bond between the agency and the marketplace. make sure that your content is more about your clients than about you. Don't be the person who's always jumping on social media and just talking about yourself and how much you can save people. Take the effort to understand what matters to your customers about topics that are near and dear to them. And for those of you who are niche marketers in the insurance industry, you've got a tremendous opportunity to speak intimately to the needs and the problems of the people that are in that niche. So make sure that you're really understanding what people are thinking about, what's keeping them up at night, or what appeals to them about risk and safety, about insurance, about their own community, and so forth. Make sure you use a formula that balances your social media postings in the direction of client interest, not in the direction of self-promotion. A number of our clients use a formula, I call it 15-5-1, so that 15 posts are about really about things that are interesting to the client. Maybe it's about safety tips, or maybe it's about the community. Maybe then 5 posts about the agency or something of a personal nature, maybe changes in staff, and then maybe 1 post out of the 15-5-1 formula that provides an offer. And then I really want to encourage people to make a commitment. I know that this is a new skill. Creating content is a bit of a new skill, but frankly, the industry's been delivering great content. It's just mostly been verbal and in sales conversations for years and years and years. I want to encourage people to make a commitment to understand how content does get delivered now. It gets delivered digitally. So learn some and gain some capabilities in this area. Blog regularly about things that matter to your clients, and blog for them. Don't blog for SEO. Blog for people. Trend number 6 is what we call platform fatigue. More and more agents we're noticing are getting fed up with sort of the dazzle of the ever-changing social media world, and they're beginning to focus on platforms that matter the most. You could you can Google the top 100 social media sites, and it simply might make you crazy. So maybe I'll encourage you not to do that. Here's part of what we're noticing is that agents and brokers are getting confused and concerned just overwhelmed with the fact that every year it seems to me there are new sites that are arising. And so they're wanting to know, well, what should my Pinterest strategy be? What should I do with Instagram? What should I do with Snapchat? And so what we want to encourage people to do, and what we've seen more agents and brokers do, is to sort of slow down and say, rather than do 6 or 8 or 10 different social media sites and not do them well, focus on the 1 or 2 or the 3 that really will have the most impact, and learn to do them well. As you master some effectiveness with those platforms, then the other ones can come easy. But let's take care of the ones that will make the most difference first. So clearly, Facebook is the dominant platform. There's kind of no excuse not to be present on that. Very likely, especially if you have commercial lines insurance, then you should be present on LinkedIn. You probably want to participate in LinkedIn groups. Depending on your niches, it may or may not be appropriate for you to be on Twitter, may or may not be appropriate for you to invest the time and the resources into Instagram, and so on and so forth. So focus on the ones that will matter the most. Follow social media best practices. Learn what they are. You can get training from us, or there's training available in lots of places. Don't copy what other people are telling you they're doing just because they say they're killing it. It doesn't mean that they are, which ties into my last point on this, is beware in social media, beware of vanity statistics. Engagements are nice. Liking and sharing, those are really, really good, but ultimately the statistics that should matter the most to you are is this driving revenue? So this is one reason that more agents and brokers have turned to marketing automation, because it's easier to see a direct line relationship between the tool and revenue. So beware of vanity statistics, and don't just go chasing them wildly, and stay focused. And then finally, trend number 7, I call the visual broker. More agents and brokers are realizing the power of online video, and they're using it to connect. A recent survey by Animator revealed that 4 times as many consumers would rather watch a video about a product than to read about it. And I realized that our product per se, the insurance product, is kind of hard to see, but you're not hard to see. People are buying you, and this is an opportunity for them to connect deeply with you marketers have long known that nothing conveys emotion or the ability for humans to connect like the human face and the human voice. And so now it's easy. And so ideally, you've got a website where you can upload your own content and upload video. So ideally, you could shoot a video, you could say something meaningful to your customers, and it would be up and live and on the internet in 5 minutes. I realize that for a lot of agents, standing or sitting in front of a camera and doing it naturally, you know, there might be a little bit of a learning curve. My suggestion to you about that is to visualize a person that who's representative of the group that you're talking to, and just kind of pretend that they're there and just talk to them and be yourself. That's who people want a relationship with. There's a very strong demand among consumers and a very strong demand among the millennial generation for you to be authentic and to be transparent. So just be you. So those are what we see based on extensive research as the 7 critical digital marketing trends for agents and brokers for 2017. I think they're all really good news for those of you who choose to execute and do something about this. And once again, before I'm gone, I'm going to be covering in some detail each of these topics in depth on my blog. So when you get an opportunity, visit our blog. That's it for now. I want to wish you a terrific day, and I look forward to talking to you at our next Connected Insurance podcast. Thanks so much for joining us.